Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with David Novak. How are you, David?
Robert, I'm doing great. It's so nice to be on the show. Thanks for having me.
It's great having you again. We've, as many of you know, we've probably interviewed maybe five or so times. And David, most people know, had about 17 years as co-founder of Yum Brands, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut. And after 17 years there, really took everything he knew into leadership with David Novak Leadership and into a great podcast of How Leaders Lead. So let's start off. Give a snapshot of what you have learned about leadership through this illustrious career you've had so far.
Well, you know, Robert, the thing that I enjoyed most when I was at Yum Brands is I taught a program called Taking People with You, which I later wrote a book on it, which is basically about the process of leadership and everything that I knew about how you need to take people with you to accomplish big things. And I think first of all, it starts with your mindset. You got to believe that things can be done. You got to unleash the power of people. You have to know that it's important to seek knowledge from everyone. You have to believe in yourself, and you have to be totally authentic. All this is in the mindset category. And then I think you have to develop a plan so that you can actually get done what needs to get done. You know, and I always followed a very simple process. Number one, you have to define reality. And then you put the strategy and the structure and the culture in place to execute what needs to be done within that reality. And then the third thing that is absolutely critical in any kind of leadership is you have to follow up to get results, because the change is never over. And, you know, for me, teaching that leadership program day in and day out at Yum Brands was the best thing I did, because I helped develop more leaders. And I'm one of the things I'm really proud of is I think I have 26 people who are CEOs in other companies these days, or have been CEOs. So I've got a great family tree of people that I've developed. And, you know, I think I've always believed, show me a good leader and I'll show you a good business. And so when I retired, Robert, I wanted to focus on leadership development. That's why I formed David Novak Leadership. And we're developing digital leadership programs that, we offer up to people on the method of leadership, purposeful recognition. And then I started this podcast called How Leaders Lead, with David Novak.
Let's talk about the whole human element, because the second thing you discussed was culture. And I looked it up in 2012. I wrote a Forbes article about a conversation you and I had. You were leading 1.4 million people. How do you get culture right? And what, here's the big thing, what are the landmines of where people are getting culture wrong?
Well, I think, first of all, the most important thing you can do in culture is to define the behaviors that you know are, that are going to be critical to the success of your business. So let's say you're in technology. What's important to you? Well, okay, you've got to be innovative. You've got to have collaboration. You've got to make sure you make your deadlines. Those are just three things, okay? You define those things because they're very important behaviors that you want to have people execute. And then what I believed in very much is you recognize the heck out of those things whenever you see them. So people, number one, in culture need to understand what the behaviors are that are going to drive the success of your organization. So your behaviors and your cultural values actually make sense. People say, I get it. Okay? What happens wrong in culture is when people don't understand what those behaviors are, or someone writes those values out and they laminate them and they put them on the wall, but they don't take the time to execute against those and make sure people understand. They don't communicate enough, and they don't recognize the things that they're really looking to see more of. And, you know, I think those are just a couple of things.
When you look at recognition, I know when you ran Kentucky Fried Chicken, you had like the rubber chicken award and everything, and you wrote a book OGO, oh, great one, terrific, fun fable. Recognition is big for you. How do you make sure you get recognition right? And maybe tell a little bit about that rubber chicken, because that's a great story.
When I went to KFC, I was a big believer in recognition, and I wanted to make recognition the number one value in our company, the number one behavior that I thought would turn around the attitude. At that point in time, KFC was really in the dumps. It hadn't made plan at PepsiCo for 10 years. We were fighting the franchisees. Nobody was getting along with anybody. But I wanted to change the feeling. You know, I wanted to just get people feeling good about each other. And I thought the recognition was the key way to do it. Plus, I had to show people that I was a different kind of leader than the people who had preceded me. Because, you know, everybody, I was a part of PepsiCo, and everybody who had had my job before was a part of PepsiCo. So when I walked in there into this company that PepsiCo had recently acquired, it was like, oh, here comes another Pepsi guy. Okay. So I wanted to let people know that I was different. So I thought recognition could be the big value. So I wanted to have a recognition award that I could give away that would show that I was different, and we would have fun giving it away. What I did was I started giving away these floppy chickens. And the way I think you give recognition is you personalize it. So I would number each one of these floppy chickens, and then I would write on each floppy chicken what someone had done. And Robert, you're a great original recipe cook. Call these what makes a KFC special. Thanks for all that you do. Then I'd sign it, and then I'd give it to you, and I'd say, hey, you know, I'm going to give you $100 because I know you can't eat a rubber chicken, okay? But the money never meant anything. And then I said, hey, look, Robert, let's take a picture together. Take a picture of you. And I said, no, I'm going to send you a framed picture. You can throw it in the trash. I don't care. But I'm going to put your picture on my wall in my office because it's people like you who are making our business tick. And guess what? You know, my office now, Robert, is filled from floor to ceiling of people that I've recognized. And then people said, what happened when you run out of wall space? I've got people, you know, on the ceilings. So I say, I'm looking up at you. So anyway, I had a lot of fun with recognition, but I recognized those behaviors that I knew were going to drive performance. And once I started doing that, people saw the fun in it. And then everybody else in our company started recognizing people too and developed their own personal recognition awards. And the thing just took off. But I think one belief in leadership that I have, Robert, is that every leader casts a shadow. People do what the leader does. There's a reason why someone said follow the leader, okay? People will follow the leader, so the shadow you cast as a leader is what other people will pick up and emulate. And as a result, we had recognition take off all around the world. You know, if you went to Costa Rica, you'd have the franchisee there would give a red roof tile for building a great Pizza Hut. You know, people at Taco Bell would give away sombreros or sauce packets. You know, everybody had their own individual award, and it took off. Because let's face it, if it was just me out there recognizing people, when you got 1.5 million people, I couldn't recognize that many people. You know, but if I can get the whole organization doing it, that's how you make it work.
So one thing I want to talk about now is succession planning. And you have a unique perspective here because, in a sense, when you're running Taco Bell, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Pizza Hut, there are so many people and there are so many different franchisees, and you also have all of your organizations. What could you tell us about the concept of succession planning?
Well, I think it's very, very tricky, and I think, you know, you're lucky when you get it right, but I think a lot of hard work increases your opportunity to get it right. And I think the first thing is just you got to put down on paper what are those key traits, what are those key behaviors that the person that's going to take your job has to have. And then you assess people on those behaviors, those traits. And if people have potential areas of derailment, you make sure you test them on that before they get the promotion or the next job. And I think that always worked for me. And, you know, I think you have to get results. You have to get results the right way. And you have to have a track record of doing it on a consistent basis. And then within that framework, you want to make sure you give people the skill levels, and or people have the skill levels to perform on their own. You know, when you become CEO, there's nobody that you, you know, there's nobody to talk to. I mean, you can talk to your board or whatever, but you're the decision maker. I mean, you, as George Bush would say, you're the decider. Okay. And, you know, so you've got to get someone in that job. Okay. That can have a great decision making process and get there in the right way.
That's very exciting. This is Robert Reese speaking with David Novak, and we're talking a lot about leadership. And we're about to take a commercial break right now. When we come back, David, you had mentioned before that people don't, it's not the money that drives them, but I want to tie in how the whole human element ties into profitability and dollars and cents in an organization. Back in a few.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh, no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
On the CEO Show, we speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with David Novak, who, as you know, was the leader, fearless leader of Yum Brands for 17 years, now has the Novak, David Novak Leadership, as well as his great podcast on how leaders lead, and he's coming out with a new book also. So I want to ask you this, though. You talked about recognition a lot. How does this tie into profitability? Is it just an expense? You were running Kentucky Fried Chicken, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, 1.5 million people.
Turnover always costs companies lots of money, okay? But there are two reasons why people leave companies. Number one, they don't get along with their boss. And number two, they don't feel appreciated. So recognition shows appreciation. And then I try to teach people how to be leader coaches versus bosses. Okay. And that reduced our turnover. We had, like, at the store level, we had 150% turnover, went down to like 75% turnover. I mean, that saves you millions and millions of dollars. And we all know the most precious asset we have in business is the talent that we have, the talent we develop and we retain. So when you have a culture of coaching and a culture of appreciation and recognition, you keep people. And that's how you make money.
You're probably the one guy I'm going to ask in the world about this with 1.5 million people. And when you're talking about losing people and the cost, how much of a return would you guess that you get on training, on recognition, on the entire human element? What's your return?
You know, it's so hard to quantify. I just know that it was like a drop. The expense was a drop in the ocean compared to the gain that we got. And, you know, I think you have to believe in that. You have to believe that if you can create a work environment where people say, why would you want to work anywhere else? And they stay, they're going to get better and better at what they do. You get continuity and people and process, and that's how you grow great companies. You don't get great companies do not get great when there's lots of turnover, new bosses, new people coming in all the time. You get better when you keep talented people motivated, inspired, feeling good about things, and executing the same processes over and over again.
So you say about 36,000 restaurants you had, a lot of franchisees. What is the secret with making them run a profitable organization?
Well, first of all, franchisees are the best at people leadership because they know the formula for success is you got to have your people capability right so that you can satisfy customers and then make money. So many times people start out on the other side of let's make money, but they don't know how you really get there. Franchisees intuitively know that if they don't get the people right, they're never going to make the dollars. And so they really bought into recognition, I think, quicker and faster than the company people did.
It's interesting. So, but let's look now. We're coming out of a pandemic. It's, in a way, a golden opportunity for people to reinvent their organizations, have new business models. What can you tell people about how they should be leading right now when they're going to have different people models, different technologies, and even different complete business models and industries?
So the first thing I'd say, we've been through a terrible time, but you can't lose sight of how you build a business. You got to make your customers happier. So, you know, the biggest thing I would do is I would drive that home as hard as you could drive it home to my organization. I don't care if you're having Zoom meetings or you're in person, okay? If you go to a hybrid model or not, you got to get the customer front and center in everything that you do, and making sure that you integrate around their needs and you disrupt the category that you're in because you're so much better at it. And I think that is the key. And I don't think I think it's even more important now when you come out of this, that you get the customer exactly where it needs to be. And that's at the top of your mindset.
If someone wants to go to your website and learn more about what you're doing, what is that?
My website for David Novak Leadership is, guess what, davidnovakleadership.com. And the website for my podcast is howleaderslead.com. The exciting thing about my podcast, Robert, is I've interviewed everybody from Jamie Dimon at JPMorgan Chase, Kevin Johnson at Starbucks, Marvin Ellison at Lowe's, Tom Brady in the world of sports, Mark Messier in the world of sports, you know, Larry Fitzgerald in the world of sports, you know, all kinds of founders like Kendra Scott, Jessica Kim, you know, all kind of Bobby Brown. You know, I got the who's who list of people. Now, why am I doing this? I always believed that the best way I could learn something was to learn from the best. So I was a big best practice guy. I would go visit other companies. I would sit down with leaders and tap into what they were doing and then do pattern thinking. By that, I mean, hey, if this is working in the cosmetic industry, how could I make this work in the restaurant industry? And I do that pattern thinking, and all of a sudden, I came up with a lot of ideas I would have never had. And so what I'm trying to do is give people access to the people that I know, the great leaders that I know that do it the right way, so that they can learn from them and do the pattern thinking that I did. And, you know, it's one of the most exciting things I'm doing because it also, when I do an interview with Tony Hsu at DoorDash, I got to learn all about his business before I, you know, ask the questions. I mean, you don't get on this podcast here or this interview. We're not having this interview without you, you know, reading my books and understanding who I am. You've done your homework. I got to do the same thing. And it keeps me a learner, which I think, by the way, two things I've learned that are absolutely critical that all these great leaders have. Number one, they're avid learners. They are absolutely passionate about learning and getting better and better. And the second thing is they have the humility to know that they don't know everything. That doesn't mean they're not confident. These people are confident, they're cocky, but they got the humility to know that they need other people to help them be the best they can be.
How important is an actual industry expertise versus general leadership philosophy? Because now when you look post-pandemic, there's going to be a lot of industry blur. New industries are going to happen. So you're going to be hiring people through succession planning for maybe new positions that didn't exist before, maybe new industries that are integrated. How do you balance that, David?
I think that the jobs are changing. There's different skills that are required, okay? But I think it comes down to what are the skills you need, both hard and soft, okay, identifying them, and then assessing people on that basis. And then the last thing I would do, and this is common sense, but I always say the problem with common sense is it's not that common, is I'd always ask myself, would I want to work for that person? Would I want my daughter to work for that person? And if I can't get to a yes on that question, nobody in any leadership role is going to get hired.
And on that inspiring note, David, I want to tell you what a pleasure it is having you again on the CEO show. And everyone, remember, be an avid learner.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
America, I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Joseph Hansen. How are you, Joseph?
Doing great. Thanks for having me, Robert.
And Joseph is the founder and CEO of Buy Box Experts, which is the dominant marketing agency on Amazon in the world. So they understand the exact Amazon model and help people succeed in that model. What's also interesting here is Joseph has not just sold one company, he sold six companies that he's built. So we're going to learn a whole lot about entrepreneurship. So the hundreds of thousands of you who are listening in and are entrepreneurs, you will learn a lot if you happen to want to sell your company. So let's start off with Buy Box Experts. You founded it in 2013. What was the original concept and where are you today?
The original concept goes back to the previous companies that I started before, Buy Box Experts. So previous to that, I had built four brand companies. I had developed a lot of expertise in distributing products to different channels, including Amazon, selling directly to Amazon and also selling on the marketplace as what you would call a third-party seller. And in the course of business and developing that expertise, what I found was a lot of other brand owners at the time did not really have a good clue about how to sell on Amazon in a way that would position them for long-term success. And it has a lot to do with Amazon's flywheel that they developed. Their flywheel is built to really drive growth for Amazon, but it can have some negative repercussion for brands. So in realizing this and seeing the effect it had on my brand, my brands, I decided to launch Buy Box Experts to help other brand owners succeed on the channel.
What advice would you give someone who wants to sell on Amazon and you're not allowed to say, hire Buy Box Experts? Just share some advice. What are some of the core principles?
I think a lot of it goes back to understanding what Amazon calls internally the virtuous cycle, and outside of it we call the Amazon flywheel. And this Amazon flywheel, it's this kind of infamous meeting that Jeff Bezos had with other VPs and executives at the company back in the early 2000s when he launched what's called the third-party marketplace. What that means is they opened up Amazon to other people selling on the channel. And that flywheel was built around, okay, let's infuse hundreds of thousands, potentially millions of other companies selling products on Amazon in addition to Amazon selling products. That would increase selection on the site. That would drive drive the ability for customers to find product on the site, which improved their experience. And from that led to growth and more people selling on the channel. Well, that's great for Amazon. The issue for brands is that when 20 other people are selling your product, people that have either distributors obtaining the product in other channels, people arbitraging your product from promotions that you run, or counterfeit product that's posing as your own, that hurts your brand equity. It drives down pricing on all of your channels because Amazon is so visible, and it really hurts the ability for you to build a brand long term. So what we tell brands is that they need to build their own flywheel to compensate against those negative effects. And so that includes kind of understanding fundamentally what the channel does, but controlling the content, like the listing attributes, your images. And then after that's controlled, then advertising on the channel to grow your market share. And by doing that, what happens is you produce organic growth on Amazon. That leads to profitable sales and additional resources that you can invest in the channel. So it's kind of your own cycle that interrupts the cycle of other people selling your product and driving down your pricing.
So you're actually building your own marketing and branding flywheel on Amazon, in a sense.
Correct. I mean, Amazon makes up more than half of all e-commerce today that we see in the U.S. And so it's pivotal for brands, small business, mid-market, and enterprise brands to govern the Amazon channel to make sure that they control the image that's produced there and that also they have product supply on there. Buyers from other channels, customers from everywhere across the world go to Amazon to do product research and to buy products. And so if you aren't controlling the visibility of your product on Amazon and making sure that customers see the millions of dollars that you've invested in what you want them to see about your brand, then it's going to functionally reduce your brand equity across all of your other channels. That's a fancy way of saying that if you don't do the right things on Amazon, a bunch of negative consequences happen in all the other channels you want to sell product.
So if someone wasn't selling on Amazon or would their marketing and branding principles be any different?
I would say no. The same principles that apply for marketing and other channels apply on Amazon, generally speaking. The nuance has to do with making sure that you control the listing content, that you have a very specific way of saying you have what's called brand registry. So you own the rights to show the images and the content that's displayed to customers. And also you just fundamentally understand the integration of like this complex Amazon ecosystem with advertising and logistics and how that plays into the content and conversion and everything. So it's its own ecosystem, but the general principles in marketing that you want to deliver a unique value proposition to your customers when you show them your product, the same thing applies on Amazon.
This is Robert Greese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're speaking today with Joseph Hansen, who is the founder and CEO of Buy Box Experts, the dominant marketing agency on how to sell successfully on Amazon. So you've sold six companies. Let's talk about Buy Box Experts. You built up very rapidly to a company of 200 people and doing tremendous work. What is the secret really behind building this great company? And I know that you had two driving principles when you started.
Yeah, so our two driving principles, the vision of our company is to become the dominant Amazon marketing agency in the world. And what we mean by that is having the world-class people within our organization, having a world-class culture, having world-class technology and capabilities and processes, all of those things, and making sure that we continue to work with the best brands in the world. All of those things lead to what I would call dominance in that way. In addition to that, the second kind of guiding principle of our vision is to become the best place to work in the world. And we're making very good strides for that. We're one of the best places to work in the world today. And a lot of that has to do with our culture of growth mindset. We have a number of leadership principles, and the foundational principle upon which we build all of our leadership processes and language is really based on the growth mindset. And a lot of that kind of ties back to this work that Carol Dweck did, and the culmination of that in what she dubbed Mindset and her best-selling book. And having the growth mindset is really about being psychologically vulnerable when you really get to the heart of it. People with a growth mindset see failures as an opportunity to learn. They see challenges as an opportunity to grow, and they see themselves capable as growing and improving their intelligence and their capabilities. It doesn't mean that someone with a growth mindset believes that they can become a Michael Jordan necessarily. There are differences among us genetically and situationally, but it means that we believe we can improve ourselves and we buy into that idea rather than this notion of a fixed mindset. In the fixed mindset, you'd believe that really you are who you are. There's the genetic lottery, and people came out of that blessed, and other people came out of that with a much more sour position, and that's your lot in life. In addition, other elements kind of the fixed mindset is when something challenging comes along, you don't want to do that. You want to do the easy thing. Instead of desiring the hard thing to learn from it, you don't want to fail, or you want to appear like you're really good at doing things. Those are kind of all elements of what we call the fixed mindset, and the growth mindset is really about learning to seek opportunities to grow and actually presenting yourself with challenges, because that is the only way that you really will grow. And when you adopt that mindset, then all of the other leadership principles that we teach kind of flow naturally, because now you're willing to do the learning. You're willing to kind of fail quickly in order to grow. A lot ties back to, let's see, year 2000, when I served as a volunteer missionary for my church over in Vladivostok, Russia. And what I saw early on, what happens is you kind of go into this missionary training center where you learn the language for about 8 weeks. That's it. And then you go off to the country, and you're there to serve people in a humanitarian way and also to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And in doing so, what I found in this missionary training center was that the missionaries who were there who adopted, and I didn't have the language for it at the time, but looking back on it, they had a growth mindset. They were willing to just speak the language and fail very quickly and make hundreds of thousands of speaking errors grammatically or verbally. They learned the language rapidly. right? They became fluent in a matter of months. And the ones who weren't willing to fail and thought about it and said, no, how do I say this correctly because I don't want to look poor, those are the ones that took a year or maybe never gained fluency in the language.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We're speaking right now with Joseph Hansen. When we come back, we're going to ask him, this is a guy who's had six major companies that he sold. What are some of the mistakes he's gone through? Back in a few.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're speaking right now with Joseph Hansen, who is the founder and CEO of BuyBox Experts. And what is the website, by the way, for BuyBox Experts? Anyone wants to learn how to sell on Amazon?
It's www.buyboxexperts.com.
You've successfully built and sold six companies. Very few people have done that. And we're going to talk about mistakes in a little while, but first we want to talk about your leadership philosophy. And this is something that's been really faith-based. Talk about what you do.
So this is an integral part of how I try to live and how I try to lead a company. Faith, to me, it's the guiding principle upon which all actions take place. Something as simple as flicking up a light switch, or going back to our roots a couple hundred years ago when 98% of us were farmers. You know, why would you plant crops? Because you had faith or the hope that you would produce a good harvest. I think you see this in all of business operations, everything that's done in planning, everything that's done in investing, ideation, innovation, recruiting, the meetings that you hold day to day, the reason you do those things is actually based upon principles of faith, that they produce an outcome. There's a hope that you'll produce an outcome. Now, faith is typically a spiritual term that we use. And what I try to do is I find principles of faith in secular works from people like Peter Drucker, Jim Collins, the Neuro Leadership Institute. And I try to communicate those values and that understanding of faith with people in a very personal way. Every week in our company, for the last year at least, we have held what we call Wednesday Lunch with Joe. And it's a casual setting for everyone else in the company. There's a lot of preparation that goes into it on an executive level. And we not only spend a good part of our time reviewing a lot of the KPIs and normal kind of business fundamental metrics, but the first half of it is really devoted to neuroleadership principles and checking in with people and seeing what their threat level state is, whether they're ruthlessly prioritizing and talking about the neuroscience of those things. And so we're building faith in a secular verbiage that allows them to understand it and connect it, and it gets them really vulnerable. And I use vulnerable in a good way. What I mean is psychologically safe. There's these principles in neuro leadership, and they've been abbreviated into SCARF, which is status, certainty, autonomy, relatedness, and fairness. And you actually find those principles throughout scripture, and you find them throughout philosophy and psychology. And when you build that in from a neuroscience perspective, what you're doing is you're exposing people to the philosophy, the psychology, and the spiritual element of those things.
Tell me one mistake that you made taught you a lesson and shaped the person who Joseph Hansen is and the leader you are today.
We acquired another company about almost 2 years ago, based here in Utah, another marketing agency, because we saw a lot of complementary fit with them. And one of the mistakes that I made was assuming that I needed to kind of give everyone their space and take time to integrate in order to not ruffle feathers. One of the few talents that I've been blessed with and have developed over the years is the ability to be really comfortable having uncomfortable conversations. Leadership has a lot to do with the legacy that you have. And so instead of emulating other CEOs or taking the practice of someone else. And one of the reasons that I had given them so much space and not really come in headstrong and made a lot of changes initially was from advice from some other CEOs that I've spoken to. But what I realized was that your legacy isn't about what you leave behind. Your legacy is about finding out what is the best part of yourself and taking that and extending it beyond your personal sphere of influence. And so that's what I started doing immediately. And so instead of going slow with the change and instead of allowing people to operate in the way they had before, I immediately took action to institute these cultural changes that I had already had in our business previous to that point across the new acquisition. And we started driving that every single day and instituting that change immediately. And within 30 days, we saw a dramatic shift in the business and change from it.
You know, it's tremendous about this, Joseph. It's really the ultimate succession plan that you have. It's for each person their own succession plan for you.
Yeah, I mean, when you talk about succession planning, it's not about who can I hire that has the best pedigree to come in and replace me, and what is the time frame for them to get everything up to speed. It's really about building a culture and building principles of leadership that allow the company to operate without you.
So is that the same every time? It's back to like my question of building the company every time. Is the succession planning the same every time?
Well, if I could go back and do it again, it would be the same every time. But this was a process that was kind of iterative that I learned along the way. Now, one of the things that I benefited from in every business that I've started, I've always brought on a partner, at least one partner. And it's not because I necessarily couldn't do it myself, but I wanted to bring on a partner because it, in some ways it actually makes it more difficult. And what I mean by more difficult is it places an obstacle to decisions that I would otherwise make in like a readily manner. And what I mean by that is I can be a little hasty. My personality, although I'm thoughtful or I like to think of myself as thoughtful, is very risky. I'm prone to risk taking. So I brought in partners to kind of balance that out, the yin and yang. And it's been great. But that also naturally led to, in some instances, succession planning to the partner, or in some instances, succession planning to the owner of the business or one of their managers that took over when they purchased the company that I had. And so there was a lot of good luck there. Under the current company, you know, I have no desire to leave it because of what we built and because the iterative process of all these learnings and all the failures that I had in the past have produced this, what I would call democratization of success, this plan that we have that works both personally and professionally. I want to keep iterating and improving that, and I want to see our organization become the best place to work in the world. And when I talk about the best place to work in the world, I don't mean that it's going to have the best perks or necessarily the best benefits. They'll be highly competitive. But what I mean is it's going to help you become your best person for your life. And when I see that, that's the place I want to work.
On that inspirational note, Joseph, I want to thank you for being a guest on the CEO Show.
Thank you, Robert, for having me. It's been a pleasure.
And everyone listening in, remember this. Vulnerability is actually the key. That's what you want to strive for, and that's where things emerge from.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.